This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Today is the official start. Well, not today, but after this week, it is the official start of spring break.
Yes.
They say the good window of opportunity with spring break is the 13th, right now, through the 29th.
Well, I saw from Fox News, they said that that tomorrow, the 14th, is going to be the worst day at DIA. The 16th is going to be the worst day at DIA. And the 21st is the worst day at DIA, with more than a million passengers traveling.
Holy moly.
Tomorrow, 16th and 21st. This is from Fox News. But yeah. They said, go make sure all of 2 hours in advance, because it is going to be one of those situations where the whole line is all the way. I would even switch it and go to out of Colorado Springs tomorrow, to be honest with you. Yeah. I mean,
that might be a good idea. Yeah.
So tomorrow being Friday, packed.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, we have the news story here.
Be really prepared for those busy security lines. Between today and March 29th, more than 1.2 million people will pass through security checkpoints, and that is 8% higher than it was last year. Tomorrow, Sunday, next Friday, they're expected to be the busiest days, with more than 80,000 passengers who will be going through security each day.
Spring break, here I come.
You know, this only brings me memories of just sadness, and you'll get there soon, and so will you, Carson, because you guys will find that your kids will bitch at you because all their friends are coming somewhere, but we have to work, right? They're all going somewhere. They're all going to Florida or Mexico. Like my son's friends he's 18 now, so he went to school or whatever. So like for the last, 15 years, 14 years, whatever, he always had all friends going places. Mm-hmm. And he's always like, why can't we go anywhere? I'm like, I have to work, bud.
Yeah.
He's like, but all my friends are in Mexico. All my friends are in Florida. I'm like, sorry. And you guys will feel it as your kids get older that you can't go anywhere. And they'll be like, so
oh,
mad
I've been
at
through
you.
It already.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids, yeah. The older kids.
Right,
you know?
Right. So. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's it kind of sucks because we get no spring break with our show.
Right.
We have to be on the air in the spring and in the fall because of ratings.
Yeah.
And so therefore we don't get that break. And a lot of TV station people are the same way too.
For sure.
But a lot of people head out of town.
Okay.
I'm amazed how many people actually leave to go
on
spring break.
Well, our bosses do. They take their kids out of town.
There you go.
I have two friends leaving tomorrow for Cabo.
Yep.
And now that I know Lisa is too, that's three.
My wife and Frog, along with a friend, husband, and two kids. And all of them are going, six of them are going to Mexico tomorrow.
Yeah, and I have friends that are going to Vegas.
Yep.
Ugh. Wow. And I'm like, I went to Illinois once.
Yeah. Now, did you ever do a spring break yourself?
Yeah.
You and your sister?
Not my sister, my high school friends.
Yeah.
We all took our sisters' fake IDs when we were juniors and seniors. And we went to, and let me just give you kids a little tip here. We drove down to Daytona from Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
In my car. There was five of us in my little bitty car.
We went on spring break. Me and my best friend went, I don't know, maybe I was 17, you know, I think between, or no, it was a senior year in high school. And we got stranded on a little piece of land that had to be rescued.
Oh, because
Florida.
The tide came in?
Yeah. We knew nothing about it.
My friend has been stuck on that one.
We had no idea. We went to Melbourne Beach in Florida, driving down from Middle Tennessee, right? We knew nothing about the ocean. We knew nothing about it, but we were going to the beach, okay? We go fishing on this little island place, and the tide starts coming in.
Somebody brought a piano there, too, once. They left a piano there, so it'd just be on a little island.
I don't know if it's the same island, I bet but it there's is. A lot of islands
I know, but
there.
When the tide goes out, it's just a little bitty island, and they put a piano up there. Yeah,
there was
funny?
No piano it's when awesome. I was there, but yes.
No, I know, but that's funny.
But we had to be rescued. We had to be rescued by the fire department.
Here's my tip for anybody that is using a fake ID, and this is very important, kids. They will ask you when you go to Daytona to try to get in the clubs, right, with your sister's ID, what's your sign? And you're like, what? What's your astrological sign? And you're like, oh, no.
I mean, honestly, I would never think to know that.
Well, you probably wouldn't know.
You don't know.
No, yeah, you wouldn't exactly. know.
And guess what they do? No. They confiscate your sister's ID.
Yeah,
and then you have to go back with your tail between your legs to Southern Illinois, tell your sister that they took her ID at some bar, and then she's so mad at you, she's like, I'm never giving you my ID again.
Yeah, because all you're going to remember if you go up there to use that ID is the birth date.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then when they throw you with that, you know, what's your sign?
Yeah.
You're like, Cancer? Leo? Sagittarius? I mean, you just go through the list at that point. You don't know.
And I guess it's proven fact that everybody knows their astrological sign, except for if you're using a fake ID. So helpful hints from Eloise.
All right, the tip of the day is to be careful, man, when you go on spring break. And the second is to make sure that you get to the airport on time. Because, man, that is a lot. I didn't realize that many people went out of town for spring break.
I didn't either. My son always bitched about it, but that is crazy. He's right. They did.
Everybody goes.
I know. Yeah, so get out early.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.